bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Pastor Ken Klaus.
A text for a devotion from the 7th chapter of Mark. And he said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Pastor Thomas Eggebien is interim pastor at Covenant Presbyterian Church in Los Angeles, California. When Pastor Eggebien started in that church 3 years ago, he was saddened to see membership was sliding, and the faithful who still attended church all seemed to be sporting a lot of gray hair. Not so long afterwards, a figurative light bulb came on over Eggebien's head, and he was given an idea on how he could save the church. He would turn God's house into a doghouse. Yes, you heard that right. The church would have 30-minute services, individual doggy beds, canine prayers, and an offering of doggy treats. Pastor Eggebien is not alone in espousing pet worship. Apparently, he is at the front of a spreading movement which believes in pet evangelism. Now, if it sounds like I'm a bit amused by all this, I have to confess, I am. Pet church adds a whole new and very strange dimension to religion. Now, I have no problem with St. Francis or anyone else if he wants to bless animals or talk to them. On the other hand, red warning flags pop up when I hear Pastor Eggebien say, "When we love a dog and a dog loves us, that's a part of God, and God is a part of that." Pastor, that's not in the Bible. I get concerned when Laura Hoggood Oster, a religion professor at Southwestern University in Georgetown, Texas, says, "More and more people in mainline Christianity are considering them, pets, to have some kind of soul." I get concerned because the idea of doggy and kitty and hamsters and etc. souls are not only not in the Bible, such a belief is a contradiction of Genesis 2:7. There it says man is unique because he is made and because God breathed the living soul into him. To both pastor and professor, I would say, you can't change dogma because you love your dog. Really sorry about that line, but I couldn't resist. Call me old-fashioned, but the bottom line is simple. God's grace sent his Son to save sinful humanity from damnation, so we might be forgiven, cleansed, reconciled, and redeemed. Jesus lived, suffered, died, and rose. And while I love all pets, it's asking a lot of God to have him send his Son to suffer and die to save Fluffy and Spot. We pray. Heavenly Father, I thank you for all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful. The Lord God made them all. For the wonders of this world, including pets, I am grateful. But most of all, I am awed that you sent your Son to save me. In Jesus' name, I offer my appreciation. Amen.